I'm David Brancaccio. First, let's address how retail sales can rise for five straight months in the midst of a pandemic. This morning, the September numbers came in higher than expected, with sales up 1.9%. Meanwhile, more than 20 million people are drawing unemployment benefits after layoffs. This K-shaped recovery, with one leg up for people who are still working and the leg downward for those feeling the brunt of this, is in contrast to the pattern of the last recession, where so many jobs at the higher end of the income scale were especially hard hit. Christopher Lowe has been looking at this. He's chief economist at FHN Financial in New York, and he joins us many a Friday. Welcome, Chris.
Good morning, David.
You've been looking at big differences between who is getting hit hardest by this recession compared to the mess 2008-2009.
That's right. You know, in 08 and 09, the damage was massive, but the damage primarily fell on the highest paid workers in the economy. When you look at the end of the recession, the beginning of the recovery, if you divide workers by how much they get paid, it was the top quintile that bore almost all the job losses, more than 5 million of them unemployed after 2.5 years. In contrast, if you look at the numbers now, employment, of course, has been growing for some months, but it's the lowest paid workers who are being left behind and are still unemployed. At the moment, the bottom two quintiles account for something like 80% of the job losses.
But none of this is an excuse not to pay attention to the people at the lower end of the income scale who are suffering.
Well, that's right. And, you know, I was trying to figure out how to express that when I realized someone else already has. Carmen Reinhart, who is the chief economist at the World Bank, talked about it yesterday, because it turns out what we see in the U.S. is evident globally. And as a result, in countries where the majority of workers are at the lower end of the global scale, they are being left way behind as well. And what Reinhart said was, this is a crisis that is not of their making. We have to find a way to get them out from under debt so they can restart their economies again. Essentially, we have to take care of those in need. And here in the U.S., it's the same story. The economy's coming back faster than anybody expected, but there are people in serious trouble. And if we don't take care of them, if they start defaulting on debt, well, it's debt default that transforms a run-of-the-mill recession into something far more intractable. We saw it 10 years ago. It took forever to climb out of that one. We don't want to repeat the experience this time.
I'm glad we caught up. Christopher Lowe, chief economist at FHN Financial. Thank you.
Thank you, David.